Yes, two couches, one of these tables.
The box-type tables?
One of the box tables.
Are you retarded?
Yes, he is.
It's not a rhetorical question.
Yes.
Retarded?
Yes, he is.
Big one, two of those. One of these, two of these. Let me get one of these, too. I don't know what it is, but it definitely looks like something that somebody knew who was decorating would get. You know what I like to do?
What?
From here?
Tool.
All the way down, wrap it up. The rug and everything.
Shut up!
Nice. Amber candles. I take 3 dozen of those.
Yeah.
I like to get...
Shut up!
And aren't they getting everything for free?
Yeah,
they're getting everything for free.
That's great.
Beth Ann, thank you for putting in the time tape. And I can't stand to hear that.
The
guy is.
Oh, well, you're welcome, everybody.
The reason
same
we didn't
monotone
watch.
There, reality the person.
Backwards hat on.
Nobody until the reality show.
He don't go to the same bars I do. Park the car.
Oh, God. And then you see where he lives. They showed, I watched a little bit of it, and they show where he goes to his parents' house. And, you know, he's Mr. Downtown Boston tough guy.
Amber.
Well, the house I saw was almost like a mansion out in the suburbs. So here's where I live, the tough guy.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Hi.
Hey, what's up, Don, Mike? How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, is it just me or is Amber not just a box? She's a toolbox.
Okay, I get jokes.
We'll think about that and get back to you.
She's a toolbox.
Yes.
Thank you.
Come on, that was good.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Come on.
No, it wasn't good there.
Go back to the bar.
I just thought of it off the top of my head.
I know you just thought of it on the top of your head.
Go back to the bar.
Now I'm going to have to put you in the tub and hold your head under there.
There you
and
go.
Drown you.
How do you like that water?
And get Beth Ann to shave her legs over your mouth.
Take a couple of swallows of that water, huh?
There you go. How you like that hair water going down your throat?
Drink that hair water. How does it taste, that hair water working for you?
That Miss
Mike. It was good.
Hair water.
I bet you can't stand it after a while, drinking all that hair water.
Come on, toolbox, get it.
God, there's a lot of hair in this water. Of course. It's better than Brian's hair water.
All right, put the bubbles in after we get rid of all this hair water.
Helen McBride's hair water.
Ask for it by name at finer stores everywhere.
Thank you for that. Why am I saying thank you? Get out of here. Goodbye, caller. We got a break. We'll, we're not set up for a break, so we'll do this. There's always someone on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got a joke for Don and Mike.
No, negative. We're the funny guys on the show.
Hey,
thank you, though.
Come on now, behave yourself. We'll give you some hair water.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I was just curious. If Beth Ann had to choose between landing in a field or a landing strip, which one would it be?
I got to think she'd like to land in a field.
Yeah. Or a grassy knoll.
A grassy knoll.
I mean, when he said field,
yes,
I'm assuming he means...
Sure, I know exactly what he means.
Right.
A field of daisies.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Yeah.
You mean
all
like
right.
I'm
with you on that.
Like in Triangle, Virginia?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Lovely part of the state.
Now, I wonder if she's been to Vegas.
Hello?
That's if she's been to the Strip.
I didn't understand. I was just asking Joe what it meant.
Now, do you understand? Did he explain it?
No.
Oh. Joe didn't explain it to you?
He won't tell me things like that.
We'll get back to you.
And he makes me ask you.
Have him draw you a picture.
All right, hold on. Come here. Come in here. I'll draw you a picture.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, good. All right.
Hello?
He's drawing a picture right there.
Okay, now. You know, this is... Okay.
Okay.
So this would be... That's landing strip.
Okay.
And that's, you know, triangle.
Okay.
No, with your
field.
What? Are you a combination or what? And then there's also what I like to call...
You're not obligated to answer.
There's also there's also what I call the JonBenet look, if you get what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
All right. Oh, good for you. So, triangle?
It depends on how I'm feeling.
The mystery remains.
Another great answer.
But what about my artistic skills, huh?
I got it immediately.
You got a real talent there, Donnie.
Yeah.
You can tell
he's
been around.
That's an incredible talent. You know, you ought to think about a career in art.
I'm thirsty. Some hair water.
How about some hair water?
Give me some hair water.
Pour that hair water on me. Pour some hair water on me.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Alice.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Okay.
About that. Hey, just wanted to give you a quick update. In Rochester today, it's about 65 degrees and sunny. Perfect.
Wow.
And I also want to let you know that you guys can fly Independence Air from Dulles up here.
You guys in Rochester really want us to come up there and do a show up there.
Yeah. Only if you got a pretty good big supply of hair water.
Yeah.
Otherwise, don't count on us showing up there.
Dave, the weather doesn't break in the next couple of days. We may be there.
Yeah. Yep.
We may be there.
We go. Well, lucky for you, it's about to rain again for 7 months. So.
7 months.
The only thing that's getting me through this disappointment is my case of
hair water.
Hair water. Hair water.
That's right, in the gold bottle.
I want the case, all 48 bottles.
Come on now, where's my hair water?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's been years since we played this tape.
This is something, though.
If you've not heard it, you should know. We did not add a sound effect.
No.
This is Baltimore Orioles Hall of Famer Brooks Robinson.
At the time doing color commentary for the telecast.
The Orioles. Right, here we go. Wrong one, sorry.
This absolutely is. I mean, I've never seen anything like it outside of a World Series.
I haven't either, and we're in an enemy ballpark, and they're standing cheering Schmidt, the pitcher. Ground ball, this should be it. Stanisek, make sure he's got it. And ladies and gentlemen, at 21, the streak is history. Orioles, 9. White Sox, nothing.
Big boy.
No, they're still on the air. They don't know it, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On your cue for this.
Just pause for a second and then say,
Okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's sweet.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Take this square world and blast off the kickville.
They are forever making pretend. Don and Mike.
They're great.
Thank you, Tony. Dead Tony. We'll have and that guy's only famous now.
Yeah, because he was Tony the Tiger.
He was
right?
Tony the Tiger, and Buzz was in the office. We were having our little get together, a little rub down before the show today,
talking about Ernest T. Bass.
Because my kid called
Howard Morris. Right.
Yeah, here's what my kid calls me with important stuff like this. Dad, did you know Tony the Tiger's dead?
Mm-hmm.
Buzz is sitting in the room. I said, Yes, I do. I do know. Dad, did you know the second Fred Flintstone is dead?
Yes,
I do. Then he mentioned, what's Ernest T. Bass's name?
Howard Morris.
He said Howard Morris. And I said, right, Ernest T. Bass. He said, who? And I said, you know, Andy and Mayberry. He said, oh, no, Dad, he's Adam Ant.
Adam Ant.
Right.
Yeah, he did a lot of cartoon characters.
Yeah.
And some directing. I was surprised to learn he directed the pilot episode of Get Smart.
Really?
Yeah. And he was in Mel Brooks movies, too.
Yes, he was.
High Anxiety.
Right,
High Anxiety.
Friend of Mel's.
So I said to my
High
kid,
Anxiety, you win.
I said to him, that's really great. Get a job!
Still looking for the summer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Still looking.
Uh-huh. He's out now, though, right? He's out of school.
He's got the summer down there, and the deal is that he had to move off campus.
Right.
So he's got the place. We're paying part of the rent. He's paying part of the rent, but he's going to have a hard time paying part of the rent with no J-O-B.
So he's still looking.
Well, he's looking, Mike.
Any leads?
Well, of course there are, but here are the discussions we've had with him. Like, have you gone to Applebee's? Like, I'd have to, like, wash dishes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right. Have you gone to, dare I say it, McDonald's?
Right.
Come on.
That's college students do.
What he wants is, he's got his job search.
What's he want to do?
He wants to either work in a sporting goods store.
Okay.
Or work in a movie theater.
Really? Do cartoon voices.
And beyond that, everything else seems to be a drag to him.
He's right. He wants to work in a movie theater?
Because he thinks it would be easy work.
Oh, God, he's so wrong, though. I mean, the movie theater people, they have that look of theme park attendance after a while.
Yeah, he's looking for a job, and O.J.'s looking for the killer.
Absolutely. And O.J.'s going to find the killer first. I'm convinced of that.
Yeah.
So that was my kid. He talked about the dead people.
Right.
We've got a guy coming up. Oh, hold on a second. Everybody's calling now about... What is this about? Ernest T. Bass? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey.
That dude, Howard
Morris.
Yeah, he played Jerry Lewis's dad in The Nutty Professor also.
He did that?
I think you had that, didn't you, yeah. Ed?
Yeah. And lots of other cartoon characters as well as Adam Ant.
Right on. But I think most famous for Adam Ant, wasn't he? Up in Adam Ant?
Adam Ant. Now, was Adam Ant, it was not Ant in the Aardvark.
Adam Ant was Hanna-Barbera.
Right.
Superhero.
Right.
Yeah, he had a white helmet and an orange shirt, and he went on to sing the song Strip.
Different Adam Ant, Rob.
How's that?
Different Adam Ant.
Yes, I was going to say that one. That's the only one I remember from Adam Ant.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, Bob.
Yes, hi.
Hey, listen, when I was in high school, I took Brooks Robinson's daughter to the prom.
Hey.
And we... Yeah.
How many guys asked you if you got to, what did he play, third base? How many guys did ask you if you got the third base?
Bada bing.
She actually was a very nice girl, but, you know, we got to their house to pick her up in a Winnebago with, like, three other couples. Brooks comes to the door of the Winnebago in a dirty T-shirt and his boxer shorts, comes inside the bago and has a couple beers with us while we're waiting for her to get ready.
Well, that must have been a thrill.
That's cool.
It was huge.
Were you able to oil her glove?
No, but I passed out on the couch in his house, and I woke up the next morning staring at all 16 of his golden gloves.
Oh, that's cool. That is a great story.
Good call.
Later.
Thank you, my friend. See you later. What was that?
I just want to know if she corked his bat.
I love it.
We were doing the metaphors, and I didn't want that one to get away.
I love it when you show your
time was
of
the essence.
Sports shorts with Buzz Burbank.
Wow.
The guy that we've got lined up here is a guy named Ryan Swanberg from Burnsville, Minnesota. Now, you got to listen to this guy's...
amazing.
This guy's story. He hates telemarketers.
Who doesn't?
But he's just as bad as telemarketers.
Right.
He makes over $100,000 a year. Here's the scam. He has 8-10 phone lines, something like that. He enters every contest possible with all of his phone numbers. He waits for people to call him. Then he says, put me on the do not call list. He tape records the call. Then he files the tape.
Mm-hmm.
And he waits for that company to eventually call him back.
He labels the tape recordings that he has, yeah, saying don't